Juna Osborne first appeared on the radar screen locally when she helped organize the Roanoke Women's March, and then she ran for the House of Delegates as a Democrat. She was not elected, but that didn't stop her. And now Juna Osborne is one of three Democratic candidates in a crowded field running for the three Roanoke City Council seats up for grabs May 1st. And she joins WFIR anchor reporter Jean Moreno and me in studio this morning. And Juna, let us welcome you back. It's nice to see you.
Thank you so much. It's great to come back.
Well, Juna, last week, Mayor Sherman Lee endorsed you and fellow Democrats Robert Jeffrey Jr. and Joe Cobb over two of his colleagues currently on city council. Now, what did that mean to you?
It meant a lot. You know, Democrats, we like to stick together. So having the mayor endorse all three of us said a lot about who we are, really validated us as a group of folks, a ticket running.
Is there some you guys are running as a ticket, but obviously there's three spots, so two incumbents. Sometimes it's hard to overcome an incumbent. So what are you doing to distinguish yourself maybe from other candidates?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Running for city council is quite different than running for delegate. You're one person, and you only have to pay attention to yourself. You know, I think what is really great about me and about Joe Cobb and about Robert Jeffrey is that we want a lot of the same things for the city, but we each have a fantastically unique approach about how we would get that done, and they're all very complementary. So I would love to serve with with Joe and Robert.
Let's get into some issues you talk about on Facebook. You believe in a connected city, Juna. What does that mean?
So I think connection takes many different forms. It can be literal, it can be figurative. And in one of the things that motivated me to actually run for city council was transportation. As a social worker, that has been a key issue that my clients have struggled with is transportation to work, to healthcare. And I would like to see an expansion of transportation in our city, not necessarily taxing Valley Metro, but more creative ideas. Like we have Zaxter, the bike share, which is a public-private partnership. Not everyone is going to ride a bike, but using that as an example to expand on, I really think there's a great potential for that in our city.
You know, you talk about the buses. Would you like to see more, even regional cooperation with other governments? I mean, some of the complaints are that the hours don't run long enough, or if you're in the city, you can't get out to workplaces in the county, that type of thing.
Sure. Yeah, no, I think that would be fantastic. People need to get to work, and I think that's a source of a lot of the struggles that you see in neighborhoods such as Northwest and Southeast, where there's a lot of poverty and lack of economic opportunity.
If you become a city council member, one of the things obviously you're going to have to wrestle with is money.
Yes.
And, and setting priorities and all that. Do you think you're ready to maybe look at priorities different than the current city council makeup?
Yeah, no, I think that's absolutely critical. Absolutely critical. I think city council has gotten us to a beautiful sweet spot right now. And I think that we have to make a lot of decisions moving forward about how we're going to use what we've accomplished and then really springboard that for our future.
Talk about your social worker background, Juna, who you work with and how you think that maybe brings something, if you're elected, to city council that is not there now.
Yes, no, I talk about this a lot. I love my job. I love social work. It really highlights who I am as a person, which is to think about people holistically in their interactions with the different systems, such as their work system, their family system, their social systems. And I think you really need to take that approach when you're trying to address a lot of the problems in the city, crime being one of them, economic development being one of them, job opportunities, all those kinds of things.
I'm talking with Juna Osborne, Democratic candidate for Roanoke City Council. The election's May 1st. Let's talk about, from Juna, from one quadrant to the city to the other, there's some wide swings in income, housing, employment opportunities.
Yes.
And it's been going on like that. I've been here over 20 years.
Yes.
In some ways, it doesn't seem like it's changed. How does the city get over the hump on that? And kind of tie that into some comments you were asked about last night where the link to violence in the city. But talk about how does the city get over that hump where more people should maybe, as you've contended, share in the prosperity in the city?
Yes, no, I think that's a tremendous struggle and one that if we are able to accomplish would be a fantastic blueprint and model for other cities to follow. You know, we have centuries of racism that we need to bridge the gaps of. So, in addressing this, we need an immediate approach. We also need a long-term approach. And one of the key things I think that would really help long-term would be to bring economic opportunity to areas such as Northwest and Southeast.
Actually plant businesses there?
Yes, I think help develop the people who want to create businesses there. and patronize those businesses from other areas of the city. If you live in Northwest or Southeast and you want to, you know, consume or, you know, be a consumer or, you know, enjoy an entertainment or social interactions, you have to come to a different part of the city. I would like to see Southeast and Northwest be able to have their own version of that.
Mm-hmm. Would you be amenable to the city providing some maybe short-term tax abatements or something to get people to, you know, put a business in Southeast or Northwest, for instance?
You know, sure. I would certainly be open to the idea, again, examining the budget and making sure that that is, you know, we are able to make that a priority as part of a broad-range plan.
What's the link to violence? I think you were asked, you were at the park last night at a forum. What's the link to violence with this, and how do you reduce violence in certain parts of the city?
Sure. Well, you know, if you look at the CDC and what the federal government has done or not been able to do regarding gun violence, you are left sort of with an anecdotal idea of what you think would happen. You know, a lot of people in Northwest say there's nothing to do. And so, you know, idle hands, we would assume, makes people turn to violence for sources of income and activity. So it seems like based on that, giving youth something to do. And I think when we talk about that, we have to really engage youth about what they think would be the best opportunity, the best activity for them, whether it's apprenticeships, whether it's community centers, whether it's social activities. You know, and I think a lot of people there struggle with employment, either having employment in their area that is viable or getting to employment outside of their area. So I think those are two things that are critical to look at.
All right, it's 8:51 now on the Roanoke Valley's Morning News. Juna Osborne in studio with us this morning. She is one of three Democratic candidates running for Roanoke City Council. Juna, when you're out talking to people or phone banking, you know, working at it, what are voters telling you, Juna, they're most concerned about? What do they want from the next city council?
You know, there are a lot of folks who are disenfranchised and disenchanted with, as Gene mentioned, you know, decades of inactivity. So a lot of people are very concerned about crime. They're concerned that the youth do not have activities to occupy them and to help advance them forward in life professionally or you know, just socially. So that's some of the big stuff, most consistent.
But talk about something else. And I know this came up a while back when current Councilman John Garland was looking to develop a property in Northwest 11th and Mormon.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole issue, Juna, came up of outsiders coming into places like Northwest to develop. And you went to one of the meetings at, I think, the Peacemakers headquarters.
Yes.
What do outsiders, if you look at a place like Northwest or Southeast, that's probably where the best opportunities for development are going to be as far as cheaper real estate.
Yes.
Do outsiders have the right to come into another quadrant of the city and develop? Should it be something that's always done in partnership with somebody in that area? But what's your feeling on developers coming in to redevelop areas, maybe gentrification?
Yes, that's really tough. Gentrification is complicated, as Bill mentioned in our forum last night. In order to, you know, make an investment in property or in an area, you do need to have some return. You know, I think that there are people in those areas who have the financial ability to also develop their areas. And I think really working in partnership. So one thing that I really enjoy doing is creating that liaison, making those introductions, really getting people together in a forum. And so, you know, I think there are a lot of people outside of that community who are well-intentioned and want to do good. But you need to get the people in that community on board with those ideas and as you said, create partnerships.
Seems to be a lot of suspicion maybe based on history in
Absolutely.
Some of those areas.
Yes. Yes.
I'm talking Juna Osborne, Democratic candidate for city council. A couple of minutes left. I wanted to touch on something. The Virginia Tech Carilion campus.
Yes.
South Jefferson. How do we really turn that into the innovation corridor? Is there anything that city council could do to really help spin off ideas and turn them into job creators, even more than they're doing now?
Yeah. So something I was talking about the other day is, you know, really looking at apprenticeships and internships to invite people in. You know, I think that we lose a lot of trained professionals because we don't have enough in this area, niche jobs and other professions outside of the medical profession. But I know that we are just doing great things with the Research Institute. And I think that we absolutely have the potential to be a research corridor. And I'm really excited about that.
Couple more minutes left. What's at the top of your priority list? If I could say, what are the top one or two things you would do if you got in the city council May 1st, what would be at the top of your list?
So one of the top things in my list would be more of a process intervention, you know, making sure that city council is transparent, making sure that we're in constant communication. And I think that's something that City Manager Bob is really interested in doing as well. Yes. So I would love to begin that as a really important initial.
And that is something that Bob Cowell brought up, is that there's a lot of good things going on, but he feels in some ways there needs to be a better connection with
yes.
residents. He started the blog and all that, so you'd be sort of on the same track?
Oh, I think that would be fantastic. Yes. Okay.
Got about a minute left. We're talking with Juna Osborne, candidate for city council, maybe about 40 seconds. What do you say to voters, Juna, who say, yeah, things are going pretty well as is, you know, Bill Bespitch and Ray Ferris are there. Let's just put them back in. What's your best pitch for making changes on city council?
Well, look, they've done a great job so far, but how long can they serve, really? I think that's, you know, what's really important about government is that you get fresh voices into those positions where they can, you know, continue to make good decisions for the city. And, you know, I think that I certainly bring a well-rounded perspective with social work. You know, I ran for the House of Delegates race. So being in this position of politics is not new to me. And everybody has to start somewhere. Bill and Ray had to start somewhere, too. And I just think that Joe Cobb and Robert Jeffrey and I would just bring a fantastic perspective and would do great work for the city.
All right. Juna Osborne, candidate for city council. We'll have to leave it there. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.